This is Jean McMillan interviewing Ms. Eileen Mulligan, head administrator of Noble Horizons, at her office at Noble, 17 Cobble Road, Salisbury, Connecticut. The date is June 18th, 2012. May I have your full name?
Eileen Mary Mulligan.
And your birthplace?
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Your birth date, if you wish?
October 5th, 1947.
Your parents' names?
Edward and Margaret Mary Mulligan.
And your education?
Bachelor's in Healthcare Administration from Quinnipiac College in Hamden, Connecticut.
And how did you come to this area?
I came for employment to take the job that I'm presently employed in as administrator of Noble Horizons. And I can look at those.
Who had the original vision of Noble Horizons? In other words, who were the three people that started this?
I'm sorry. Tom Wagner, who was the attorney for Mrs. Noble and Mr. Noble when he was alive, and who helped to create the Noble Charitable Trust. Secondly, Lowell Davis, who was the president of Church Homes Incorporated in Hartford, where they had already built a village for elderly residences. And third was Dave Jepson, who was the architect of the project, and who was a recent graduate of Rensselaer outside of Albany, and was given free rein to design something totally different than standard nursing homes and communities for the elderly. And together they created what's now known as the village concept for continuing care.
Did Tom and his wife come up with this idea after having seen the church homes?
Yes. Fran was a member of the Congregational Church and very active in Church Women United and the hierarchy of the Congregational Church, as it were, and had traveled throughout Connecticut and had seen the village in Hartford and was familiar with it because of the Congregational Church and the ties that church homes had to the Congregational Church in the beginning. And it was her idea to go and take a look at the village and speak to people in Hartford about the possibility of building such a village here in Salisbury.
When you came here, how many staff and what was the size of the campus?
We had 104 acres in the beginning. I'm sorry, we had 64 acres in the beginning. It has expanded to 104 acres over the years. And we had 16 cottages. We had a Riga residence, which is the residential hotel, which had 26 beds. And they were just completing the Wittredge Nursing Wing, which would add 30 nursing beds to the campus. And until that time, they technically did not need an administrator. But once they added the nursing services, the license required that there be a full-time nursing home administrator on premises, and I happened to be at that time an intern at the Hartford facility, and after a visit here and an interview, was asked if I would like the job.
And gratefully you said yes.
I did.
How many staff did you have at the beginning when you came? And there is no answer on this one. You're just going to have to remember.
Okay. I think it was between 8 and 12, somewhere in that realm. You know, we had a kitchen, and that's where most of the employees worked. We had an aide on duty 24 hours a day, and we had a housekeeper and someone who answered the phone and a maintenance person. So outside of the kitchen, there were probably five employees. So between 8 and 12 in the beginning.
Who was the first medical doctor?
That was Dr. Henry Gallup.
And you've had successions of
doctors since. We've had several since then.
About how many employees do you have now?
We have 155 employees now.
And you also have volunteers?
Yep, well over 100. And we have 75 members of the auxiliary as well.
What does the auxiliary do?
They're primarily a fundraising arm of Noble Horizons that raises funds for special things that benefit the residents, large screen TVs or out trips, musical programs that are held here, patio furniture, things that the budget wouldn't allow or that the state doesn't reimburse us for. And they raise funds for that on an annual basis.
Briefly, could you tell me a little bit about funding? At the beginning, was it a bequest? Was it?
Well, in the beginning, the money from the Noble Trust went towards the acquisition of the property first, and then the building of the original 16 cottages and Riga residence and the community building. The community building being the kitchen, dining room, and a recreation, large recreation area. And the Noble Trust funded all of that. As time went on and they added the nursing wing, they went out and actually took a mortgage out in order to build the nursing wing because the trust wasn't sure they wanted to be involved in the nursing home business. So I think the nursing wing was built for about $600,000, and one large donation that went towards that came from Arnold Wittredge, and therefore the building was named after his wife, Janetta, in memory of his wife, Janetta.
And he also donated money for the chapel.
He did. In 1983, he gave us a gift of the money to build St. Luke's Chapel as his last gift to Noble Horizons. He was advancing in age and knew that what he wanted to do before he died and not after he died. So he very generously built our chapel.
When was Riga Residence built?
Riga was part of, that was the residential hotel at the time. That was 1973. The cottages came on board in 72, mm-hmm. followed by the Riga Residence and the community building in 73. And then the nursing wing opened in January of 75. And following that, we built the cobble to replace Riga Residence as the residential care home, the residential hotel. That was built across the street, and that was financed through, again, a mortgage, but this time the mortgage was taken by Bankers Trust, who were the co-trustees of the Noble Charitable Trust, and they took out the mortgage against the property of Noble Horizons and then paid the mortgage back on a quarterly basis through the donations that they had been making to Noble. And so at the end of the 80s, that final payment was made and the entire complex was debt free.
Wonderful. What are some of the changes that have occurred over the 25 years that you've been here?
The multiplication of the staff, for one thing,
and
the diversity of the staff.
And more services.
And absolutely more services. We also added the Wagner Building in 1994, which became our intermediate care facility, and in just a very few years realized that there was a demand for short-term rehab where people could come for a week or 2 weeks after surgery or after an illness and be rehabilitated and then go back to their own homes. So that was a new service to us. We added outpatient therapy. So we have a full area where people can come in from the community to get physical or occupational therapy. We have an extensive community outreach program for education. Both college-level courses and health-related courses and courses or seminars directed at issues surrounding the elderly, fraud and abuse, and Medicare and the changes in Social Security. We try to keep the community aware of all that's going on related to the elderly.
And I know when we were talking before, you said that Noble was very much of a trendsetter. What are some of the things that you've done to start before anybody else got involved?
Well, we brought pets on board very early on. We had a house dog for a number of years, and then that expanded to birds and fish and cats on every unit. That's been, I think, an important part of life for both the employees and the staff.
And you also do intergenerational with
we
the
do
schools.
with actually a number of schools in the area. The high school has a program where they place students with us for sort of on-the-job exposure to see if there's a career and you know, path that they might take later on. We also have an affiliation with Hotchkiss for their students to come and visit, as well as Salisbury School. We have an affiliation with Maplebrook for placement of their students as volunteers. We have a relationship with Salisbury Central and with the local daycare center, whereby their children come and do intergenerational programming with the residents. So we have children here almost all the time.
And that's so important, because the children today don't necessarily
have
a multi-generational family.
That's right.
And it's wonderful for them to have the experience of being around older people. And it's good for the older people to have the children around.
It is.
Children keep one
and
young.
Nothing pleases the residents more than to see a baby. A baby is just like gold, you know, gets passed from one to another.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because it makes Noble part of the community and an integral part of the community, and you're not behind a wall, which tended to be the case with nursing homes that I'm familiar with 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's a...
The more local involvement you have, the better off the facility is, and the healthier the residents are from a mental health standpoint. I'm going to continue those contacts.
Is there anything that I haven't covered that you'd like to add to this?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Well, we hope to continue in the future with an expansion of our independent living option. I feel very strongly that that's the way of the future, that people are going to want to stay in their homes or in smaller spaces rather than big homes, and will want services brought to them instead of coming to a facility for services. And I think the more we can build into our community, for instance, I'd love to have a pool. You know, I think it would be a good addition to our therapy program, as well as a stimulant for, again, intergenerational programming. The school could make use of it, you know, bring their kids over. So that's one area I'd like to see expanded, is definitely into more independent living options.
Anything else that you'd like to add? Or shall we wait for the future to see what happens?
That's a good closing remark.
Thank you very much for
the
interview.
Okay.